who was visiting Berkeley.
Peters later described the meeting in a letter to Weisskopf.
My talk with Robert was dismal. At first he refused to tell me whether the newspaper report was true or false. When Peters insisted on the truth, Oppie confirmed the newspaper account of his testimony. "He said it was a terrible mistake," Peters wrote. Oppie tried to explain that he had not been prepared to answer these questions, and only now, seeing his words in print, did he realize that what he had said was so damaging. When Peters asked why he had misled him in their meeting in Princeton, Oppenheimer got very red and said he had no explanation. Peters insisted that Oppie had misunderstood him. While Peters confirmed that he had indeed attended open-air communist rallies in Germany, he swore that he had never actually joined the party. Oppie agreed to write a letter to the editor of the Rochester newspaper correcting his HUAC testimony. In the letter, published on July 6, 1949, Oppenheimer explained that Dr. Peters had recently given him an eloquent denial that he had ever been a member of the Communist Party or had advocated the violent overthrow of the U.S. government. "I believe this statement," Oppenheimer said. He went on to make a spirited defense of freedom of speech. "Political opinion, no matter how radical or how freely expressed, does not disqualify a scientist for a high career in science.